You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
2016 calendar year is coming to a close, so it's time to look back briefly at the season that was. The Dodgers had a very good season, falling short, of course, of their ultimate goal. Let's talk to Ken Gernick about that. I'm Allison Footer. Ken, a lot of really good things and not so good things that happened for the Dodgers. Obviously, they're still trying to win that World Series. But really, I don't know. A couple things that stand out to me are like how the team rallied when Clayton Kershaw was hurt, Corey Seager breaking through as Rookie of the Year. When you look back at the 2016 season, is there anything that stands out to you as significant or special about the Dodgers season?
Well, probably the most significant thing happened off the field, and that would be the retirement of Vin Scully after 67 years. So, you know, that was kind of like an overarching theme throughout the whole year, but that was off the field. As far as on the field goes, you're right, it was the overcoming the injury siege and an eight-game deficit to the Giants and then going on to a fourth consecutive division title.
Yeah, when I look at I remember when the news broke about Clayton Kershaw and his back issues, and I think everyone just thought right then, like, well, basically the season is probably over. It seemed like he was going to be out for a significant amount of time, which he was, and it just didn't seem like this pitching staff, certainly, but the team was really strong enough to overcome a loss so much like that. Was that surprising to you when the exact opposite thing happened?
Well, yeah, I think it was surprising to everybody, and it was more than just Kershaw, because with Kershaw, they were eight games out. So, you know, this team is more than Clayton Kershaw, and they were already in trouble while he was healthy. So, you know, the fact that they were able to come back, period, even if they had had him, would have been remarkable. But to come back without him was even more remarkable.
And then just kind of like looking at some of the individual positives, and I think that Corey Seager, to me, it just the Dodgers, they have a plan, and even though they have a huge payroll, but we've talked about it before, they want to tap more into the minor league system. They want to make that stronger. They want to lean on those guys more. They'd like to bring the payroll down a little bit. And he certainly kind of embodies symbolizes what they would like to be doing over the next few years. What can you say about this kid as a player, as a person? I mean, he just seems to have, like, everything to be a superstar.
Right. You know, he is a superstar. He's an all-star already. You know, I think that while any team wants to go to the farm system, and the Dodgers have a pretty deep farm system, you can't expect to come up with a Rookie of the Year every year. They used to do it seemingly every year. But what you hope is that, you know, every once in a while you can fill a hole with an everyday starter, and they got more than that with Corey Seager. You know, and the year before that they got it with Jock Peterson. So, you know, there are two, you know, rookie all-stars back-to-back. And then that kind of overlooks, you know, the technical all-star of Kenta Maeda, who was clearly a veteran from his days in Japan. But he comes over and he winds up being the most consistent starting pitcher. So, you know, they really have, and that's what very often a team needs that to really succeed and get into the postseason, is you need players sort of coming out of nowhere and actually outperforming any expectations. And I think in all three of those cases in the last 2 years, the Dodgers got that.
And when we wrap up 2016, we have to mention Dave Roberts, of course, Manager of the Year. I had a really nice first year as manager. I thought that he handled himself so well throughout the season, and I happened to be sitting in the press conference room at the bowels of Wrigley Field when the Dodgers lost in the playoffs, and he just held himself held his head so high, and he spoke just really well on behalf of the team. I guess we could say that maybe he exceeded even expectations, because there was a lot that he had to deal with this past year.
Well, yeah, you know, pro and con, I mean, he was handed a team that had won three consecutive division titles, so it's not like he had to do any rebuilding. But what he did have to do was take over for Don Mattingly and kind of keep that clubhouse together, blending in some new faces with some veterans, and that isn't always the easiest thing when you have veterans seeing that either their friends are getting pushed out or they're getting pushed out. That can create an awkward dynamic, but he handled all of that. He got the most out of most of his players. He had to deal with with another year of Yasiel Puig and disappointing results there. And, of course, all the injuries and keeping everybody on track while they could have easily become distracted by the obstacles of injury. So clearly he did a great job, and he was rewarded with the Manager of the Year.
Absolutely. Okay, Ken. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Allison.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.